On Phryne and the doctor, she looked at her companion. You can't say I didn't give them a chance to get away, said Phryne apologetically. Dr. Macmillan waved a Scottish hand.
You did, she admitted.
Phryne raised an arm and made a circling movement. Men dressed in blue cotton appeared out of the darkness. They fell on the chain wielder and his satellites. To the noise of crunching bone and flesh hitting walls and pavement, Phryne and the doctor walked through the lesson. Do not attack the concubine of our master Lin Chung unless you have a tank and a Lewis gun, and probably not then, and spoke to the intended victim, who was still cowering against the dustbin with her arms protecting her face. Hello, said Phryne. Did they hurt you?
Didn't get started, said the victim in a cultured voice.
Not a working girl, then.
What did you do with them?
Over there. Phryne directed her attention to the Malay, which had almost resolved into three untouched Chinese men and a heap of damaged thugs, groaning for burial or at least a stiff drink and a few bandages. The young woman boggled at the sight.
Who are the Chinks?
Phryne winced.
The Chinese, she said coldly. They follow me when I wander around this bit of the city. Their master is concerned for my safety. Not that I cannot look after myself. What have you done to attract this kind of attention, I wonder? Asking